God bless you in the name of Jesus. Pastor Drea, the Lord had me start going live prayer with Facebook.
Amen.
Amen. So people were tuned in last week on Facebook. Amen. And so I'm like, wow, the Lord knows this stuff. Amen. I thank God we're back in-house on our primary channel. Give God praise. We magnify the Lord. We know that God has a plan. And I believe the next time we go off air, it will be because we are in the air. Amen. That's what I'm believing. So I give God praise and I magnify him. We thank you. We still receive your prayer requests last week. We thank those of you. Last week, it was a really interesting Sunday. We had quite a few members here last Sunday. And I believe every single member was trying to reach somebody to tell them to subscribe to our secondary channel so that we could go live. And just before Pastor Stanley got up, we went live. Amen. And so I want to thank everybody that was praying for us, that was hoping for us, that was contacting somebody, that was sending out the messages, and whatever you did, amen, we thank God, because the enemy could not stop us. He just annoys us, but he cannot stop us. Amen. I give God praise and I magnify him. Minister Ryan, that book sticking out of my cap, that's yours.
Amen.
Amen. And so we thank God for being here this morning and we give God praise. I'm really looking forward to Pastor Sandy's message this morning. I believe it's going to be awesome. I was praying just before I came in, and I remembered when I was really young in Christ. And I asked the Lord, I said, why do you have so many names? Why can't I just call you by one name and like everybody else? I was really young in Christ, y'all. You know, I was really young. And I didn't understand why God needed so many names. And then I kept growing in Christ, and I kept growing in Christ, and I kept growing. And finally, it came to me. It was revealed to me. You cannot encompass the Almighty God in one label, in one title, with one name. He is so much greater than anything that we could ever imagine. God himself, God himself is awesome. And the reason that there are so many names for our God, because he is the Almighty God. He is greater than you can ever imagine. He is more than you could ever conceive in our human minds. He is beyond labels. I believe that God gives us these names to help. It helps us to identify his authority and what he has authority over and who he is and how great he is. And so these names help us to identify who our God is. But there is no one name that can encompass the greatness of our God. Amen. Good morning, Pastor Nikki. Amen. Good morning, Zoe and Sensational. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Asia and Allie. Amen. Minister Ryan, we thank God. So I'm just grateful to still be growing in God, still learning, to still knowing who our God is. I'm kind of talking until our team gets together. How was Sunday school this morning, y'all?
Beautiful.
It was beautiful.
It was better than that, actually. It was awesome.
It was awesome. It was better than beautiful. It was awesome. Amen. That's a good one. That's good. Amen. Amen. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to pray for all of those that are feeling the pressure of the world and the society that we now live in. I want to pray for all those families that have been negatively affected by all the things that are going on in the world, with the jobs, with the schools, job schools, in the homes. It's medical condition. It's a lot to adapt to, because we still live in this world. So there are things that we have to adapt to in order to be able to be here. And so many people are having trouble adapting to the new normal. First of all, I don't ever believe there's ever going to be a normal.
That's right.
things are going to continue to change and continue to change. And the only reason that it's not worse is because the Holy Spirit is still in the world. The only reason why we don't have barcodes in your forehead, in your hand right now, or you somewhere hiding in a cave, is because the Holy Spirit is with us right now. The only reason that we're not, that people are not in concentration camps, and you don't have the National Guard marching up and down your street, is because the Holy Spirit is still here. I firmly believe that God, the Holy Spirit, is holding back what the enemy is dying to do. He has plans. The enemy has plans for humanity. And for those of you that don't feel the need to push to be what God has called you to be, and you get left behind, I hope these words ring in your ear. This is the opportunity for you to not be here. This is the opportunity for you to be with Christ. You don't have to deal with the torture that they, listen, God, Satan hates humanity because we get the opportunity to go where he can no, where he is no longer allowed to be. We are going to be able to go and be with God for eternity, where he will be under hell for all eternity. He will be in a bottomless pit. And it just dawned on me not too long ago, they're never gonna stop falling. There's never gonna be a place where he lands. He's gonna be in a state of falling, for lack of a better word, for all eternity, while he's being tortured. He will never touch land again. He will forever be in a fallen state. Do y'all understand that? Anybody want to be with him? Do y'all feel? And whatever little nuggets that he's promising you while you're here, it is not worth what's waiting for those that turn against Christ. I read something on Facebook one day. It says, hell is not full of people that God rejected. Hell is full of people that rejected God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Hell is not full of people that God rejected. God doesn't want to reject anybody. Hell is full of people that have turned away from God. Hell is full of people that have decided, I don't want that. I want my life the way it is. I don't want what God's offering. He can't be the only way, Oprahism. That can't be the only way to get in. There's got to be another way. There is no other way. God is the only way. Christ is the only way, the truth, and the life. No one can come unto the Father except by Christ. That's it. So I want to pray for all of our brothers and sisters that are dealing with the anxieties of this life. And I ask you, please don't allow what the enemy is doing to pull you away from what God is doing. Because the enemy is busy, but God is much busier. The enemy has a plan, but God has a much greater plan. The enemy just wants to bombard you and bombard you with what he's doing so that you are not paying attention to what God is doing. Please don't let the enemy take your focus away from God. Because when it's all said and done, when all the smoke clears, when everything is what it is, God is the only one that will be standing, and those that are standing with him. I need you to be part of those that are standing. Because there's nothing on this planet. There's no women, there's no men, there's no boy, there's no girl, there's no job, there's no money. There's nothing that can compare to what God has for you. Don't let the enemy steal the gift that God has promised us. The gift is yours, but you have to come get it. The promise is yours, but you have to trust and walk in the promise. It's yours for the taking, but you got to come get it. Amen. Can you all raise your hands with me? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for an opportunity to be with you this morning. We thank you for allowing us to minister to our brothers and sisters around the world. We pray, Lord, that you would encourage and lift up. We're praying, Lord, that if there is any sin among the church, among those that are in Christ, that you would remove the sin from their temples, from their vessels, and that you would cleanse them, cleanse us with your word, that we will be everything that you have called and created us to be. Father, our desire is to follow you. Our desire is to be who you have called and created us to be. Our greatest desire is to please our Father. Father, for those that are struggling financially, we're praying for their finances. For those that are struggling in their health, we're praying for their health. For those that are struggling mentally, Lord, we're praying that you would speak peace into the mind. You told us that I will keep their minds in perfect peace. Who knows the rest of that? Whose mind is stayed on him? Good morning, Leslie. God said, I'll keep your mind in perfect peace, but you need to keep your mind on me. Don't keep your mind on CNN and Fox and MTV and the Face and all these other places. You need to keep your mind on Christ, because that's the only place you're going to find peace. We're praying that you would watch over us all and protect us. Open the hearts and the minds so that they will receive your presence, your spirit, your word, your will on today in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right, Pastor, what you got? Good morning.
Okay. So this morning we have a prayer from Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
She has a daughter who is living a lesbian lifestyle. The daughter believes in the Lord, and she says she prays, and that the Lord revealed to her that her lifestyle is wrong, and it goes contrary to what he wishes for her.
He revealed it, that to
That's
her.
That's what she said.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The daughter is a believer, but Sarah is praying that the Lord will reveal to the daughter that her lifestyle is wrong, and it goes contrary to what God wishes for her.
So the mom is the believer?
Yes.
Okay.
No, she says the daughter is a believer too.
Okay.
But she hasn't gotten that revelation.
Right.
Right, right.
She's 37 years old. She lives in Washington. And Sarah's just praying that the Lord will just minister to her.
Yeah. Amen. Does she give the daughter's name?
Yes. The daughter's name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth, I don't know where you are. I don't know how deep you're in. And not just Elizabeth, but anyone that's dealing with this type of thing, homosexuality, things like that. You need to understand that God is strictly against it, completely and absolutely. God did not create women to be with other women. He did not create men to be with other men. This is something that Satan has been had brought up to try to interrupt the king from coming. This is something that Satan has developed and cast into the world. This is not for the people of God. And I don't care if you go to a church. I heard a new word today. I mean, not today, but this week, that speaks about the church, all inclusive. I said, that all inclusive, I don't understand. That doesn't go with a church. Everything is okay. If you're homosexual, it's okay. God loves you. If you're an alcoholic, it's all right. God is still with you. If you, you know, if you're smoking crack, it's all right. If you beat your husband, it's all right. You know, you cut your kids, it's all, everything is okay. God's got it. They're lying. There is no such thing as an all-inclusive Christ. If it was, he wouldn't have to make a hell. Everybody.
Can I, because I think the world has taken these words and they've redefined them.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is receiving anyone who wants him.
Yes.
And so, and that will be the true word of all inclusive. Anyone
right.
who wants to receive him, he'll receive them.
What
yes. they have done is taken this word and what is defiled it.
Yeah.
As the enemy tends to do. He defiled the word intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
He defiled the word inclusive. He defiled meditation.
Yeah.
He defiled the rainbow.
Yes.
So they've taken these words and they've redefined them to mm-hmm. mean something other than what God is
right.
God has made them to be.
Right.
And so while he does love you, he doesn't love your sin.
Right.
And your sin is not acceptable in his sight.
There you go.
But
amen.
You are.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
God will receive you if you receive him.
Amen.
How's that?
Amen.
Okay. So let me put it to you like this way. Let me put it to you like this. Good morning, Beth. Good morning, Emerson. Pastor Sandy spoke this a while ago, and it made a lot of sense. I don't know anybody that don't like puppies. Cute little puppies. Well, except Ryan. I don't know anybody. Cute little puppies with, you know, with their big feet, their little, and they're just so cute. Everybody want a puppy or a cat. Are you a cat person?
Yeah.
Oh. Amen. Cats are the enemy. Amen. Well, I like cats, but I can't. I like cats. I just don't want to have to clean up after them all. But anyway, but the point is, if that cute, beautiful, sweet little puppy has rabies, do you allow that cute, lovable puppy around your newborn?
No.
Do you allow the puppy with rabies in the house? In the kitchen while you're cooking? Put him in a bed with you while you're sleeping? Why? It's a cute, lovable puppy. Why can't, you loved it yesterday. Why? Why all of a sudden you don't want the little cute puppy with rabies sleeping with you in the bed?
Everybody else is sick.
Because it's defiled. It's corrupted. It's nasty. It's sick now. And everything it gets around, it can infect. And rabies, the rabies don't wear off. They die of rabies if it's not treated. Am I correct? If it's not treated and it's just allowed to go on and on, they die. And if they bite you and you're not treated, you die too. Am I right? God sees that sin as rabies. He loves his creation. But he is not going to live with the sin in the creation.
Amen.
He's not going to invite rabies into his house. Amen. He's just not going to do it. Amen. No matter how cute the puppy is, it's still got rabies. No matter how beautiful it is, no matter how much I put into it, it still has rabies. And unless I get to treat the rabies and get rid of the rabies in the puppy, puppy's got to go. That's just the way it is. God said, unless I can get the sin out of you before you meet me, you got to go. I love what I created. I wouldn't have created it if I didn't. But I cannot allow any and everything in my house. I can't allow, grab a hooker off the street and bring in the house and invite it for dinner. And you know what? Well, that's a bad example. No, because I'm saying people change. I mean, you know, you could be.
You gave a good one with the puppy.
I was good with the puppy.
Yeah.
I'm finna mess up now.
Yeah.
Leave it alone. Go back to the puppy. Okay. So you don't want to have. You don't want to feed the puppy. I was on a roll. I just had to keep talking, didn't I? I mean, you don't want to defile what God has created, because God is not going. God is not going to allow the sin in his house. And until you allow God to get the sin out of your temple, you stand a great chance of being in a bottomless pit.
Amen.
Amen. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Amen. So I want to pray for, what's the little girl's name?
Elizabeth.
And I want to pray for her mom. Elizabeth, there's still hope. There's still a chance. If my belief is, as long as there's breath, there's a chance.
Amen.
As long as there's life, there's an opportunity.
Amen.
Well, I know so-and-so died and went to hell. You don't know anything. You don't know what their last breath was. You don't know what their last conversation with God was. You don't know it. And why would you say something so evil? Right? If there's breath, there's a chance.
Amen.
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 And if you're not listening to the conversation between them and God, you don't know how they died.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So I encourage you, if you are in homosexuality, if the enemy is trying to tease you with it, trying to put that into your atmosphere, trying to make you a part of that, I encourage you. I wish I had to. On our website, we have the scriptures about how God is absolutely against that. And there is
There is no truth when people say that, you know, well, we all serve the same God. God don't care if you're homosexual. He loves us all. He does love us all, but he's got rules. And if you break the rules, you get what you get. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for an opportunity to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Father, that defiled spirit of homosexuality that runs so rampant in so many churches, they have made it, the world in the church have made it okay. But you have not made it okay. The world says you will accept them into your kingdom no matter what. But you did not say that. The world says that you live the life you want because we all serve the same God and we're all going in the same direction. You didn't say that. And if you didn't say it, it's not so. And Father, we're praying that you would open the eyes and the hearts of those that are dealing with that spirit. We're praying, Lord, that you would give them direction on where they need to be while they still have time. Because if they have breath, if they have life, they have an opportunity to repent. They have an opportunity to say, Lord, come into my life. Change me. Make me into what you want me to be. Even if they don't have time to live it out, if they confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that you are Lord and they desire for you to come in and dine with them and they sup with you and they accept you as their own, Father, then they're your own. We pray, Lord, for proper guidance for all of those that are dealing with that spirit. We're praying peace for the families that are hurting because of those choices that their loved ones make. But Lord, we encourage them to continue to pray because as long as we're here, that's our job. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Our next prayer is...
Do we have very many today?
No.
Okay.
Our next prayer is from Linda. Linda met a young man, his name was Juan Carlos, outside of a public location in a very unsafe area. She said he seemed really out of it. And he didn't speak much English and she didn't speak much Spanish.
Oh, mercy.
However, she believed he did understand her when she talked about God's love.
Oh.
And so she just asking that we pray for him and that he's able to get the help he needs because it appeared that he was impaired with drugs.
Oh, yeah.
So she's asking that we pray that he can get the help that he needs and that he can really, really come into relationship with the Lord.
Amen. What's her name again?
This is from Linda.
Linda, and his name was?
Juan Carlos.
Juan Carlos. Wow. The Lord must have been with you because that looked like a disaster waiting to happen. So the Lord must have been with you, Linda. We're praying that you be careful because the enemy is always setting traps. Now, if God's leading you somewhere, you go wherever God leads you because God's got you covered.
Amen.
And apparently God had you covered then.
Yes.
Amen. I just get very nervous when people find themselves in situations that they may or may not be able to maneuver around, especially young people. Amen. Because, you know. So we're praying for Linda.
No. We're praying for Juan Carlos.
Juan Carlos, and her name is?
Linda.
Linda, amen. So Linda, we're going to join you in prayer. I would love to send that young man some material, some ministry materials, getting connected with our SALT ministry for men and things. I would love to be able to help. If you get any information regarding him, let me know. Just email me at S4C Troops.
Pastor, this was just a passerby.
Oh, it's just a passerby. It's not a friend.
No, this is
it's just a passerby.
She saw him in a local place,
uh-huh.
And he looked forlorn, and she said where he was seen was where cars and everything.
Okay, I got it.
Passerby, so she doesn't have a relationship with
Amen.
Him, for him because it was something about him that drew her to share Christ.
Linda, what a beautiful soldier you are. What an amazing, how you allow the Spirit of God to move to pray for someone that you don't know. What an amazing presence of the Holy Spirit that you obviously have in you. We're going to be praying for Juan Carlos. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Linda, and we thank you for the
what is the word? When it's not anointing, but it's the when you see things in the spirit.
Discernment,
thank you. We thank you, Lord, for Linda's discernment and for you being able to speak to her and to minister to her, to try to minister to someone that was in need. Father, we're praying over Juan Carlos' life, but more importantly, we're praying over his soul. We're praying over his spirit. We're praying, Lord, that you would protect him and bring him to a place where he can meet you or be reintroduced to you. Father, we're praying that that you would touch him and that you would speak to him in a manner that he will receive you. We're praying, Lord, over Linda and her discernment or your discernment in her. We're praying, Lord, that you would continually bless her to be conscious of your people, to bless her, to be aware of her surroundings, and that you would keep her safe and in your loving arms, guarded and protected. And Father, you would, if there is any sin in Juan Carlos' life, we're praying forgiveness for his sins. We're praying that whatever happened to him on that night won't happen to him anymore, but that he will allow you to minister to his spirit and to his presence. Father, we are so grateful that Linda contacted us so that we could pray in unison together for your creation. We pray over them both in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We thank God we see Greg in the house this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We thank God for Greg. Man, he had some medical issues and the Lord is working with him, and it's such a blessing to see him. This is a house of prayer. This is a house of praise. Good morning, Zoe. Look like she's growing up. Look at her face. Looks a little more mature. Amen. Am I looking at Zoe? Amen. Good morning, Zoe. Don't be shy. Rose, cheeks all rosy. Amen. We thank God for our family, our loved ones. Amen. We thank God for how he is blessing Minister Greg. I told y'all he was in the hospital praying for somebody. I told you. And as we were talking, he's sending over a text. My roomie, can you pray for him? Amen. Hallelujah. What you got, Pastor?
So the next prayer is from Cynthia.
Uh-huh.
It's a multi-layered prayer, but Cynthia is asking for prayer for Lonnie in Florida, who went to the hospital with leaking gallbladder.
Oh.
And is now battling lung issues.
Oh.
For Holly, who has four children that are sick with COVID. For Cynthia's son, Kevin, and his pregnant wife, Lauren. For Keith and a grandson, Tommy, with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And for three children in Arizona who has COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That's Adele, Michael, and Anna.
Yeah. Wow. That's quite a list. Amen. We're going to pray. I don't want to forget to pray for Karen Fox. And has anyone heard from the girl with the four boys? What's her name?
Erica's
husband. Has anyone heard anything about Erica's husband? Because last I heard, they had rushed him back to the hospital because of lung issues and things like that. So I'd like to know. Beth, how's your mom? I've been thinking about her for days, and I've been meaning to ask you about your mom.
She's doing well.
She's doing well. Would you please do that for me and tell her I've been thinking about her. I just can't remember to ask you when I see you. Okay, thank you, because that's one sweet lady. I ain't playing. Amen. So if we can find out what's going on with, and with Mother Niera's Steve,
yes.
What's happening there? There's some people that we still need. I sent you a prayer email yesterday. I think it was regarding Karen, but I don't remember. Amen. So. I want to pray for.
This is Cynthia's prayer.
Put Cynthia's prayer first. I know the many people with COVID, mm-hmm. and the leaking
gallbladder.
Mm-hmm. I've never even heard of a leaking gallbladder. Have you? And a leaking gallbladder and what? Pull your chair over here. I mean, this thing over here. And what else? Leaking gallbladder, the COVID.
And lung issues.
And lung issues. And someone's pregnant. Young lady's pregnant.
Her daughter-in-law.
Her daughter-in-law is pregnant. Mm-hmm. Okay. Amen. And her name is Linda. Cynthia. Okay. So, Leslie, I'm gonna put you to work today. You stand over here. You stand over here, Leslie. Almost called her Minister Beth.
Yes.
But you know who you are. Come over here, young lady. You stand next to Leslie. I know you're not Ryan. You're not Greg. Emerson, you stand over here. I said I knew he wasn't. Don't I get credit for that?
No.
I said I knew he wasn't. What's up? You people, ooh, y'all tough. Amen. Good morning, Minister Lloyd. Amen. Oh, I'm sorry. I need Zoe. No. Yeah. Sensational, I need you to stand next to Emerson. We're going to be praying. Amen. Lisa Olamia San. I need Zoe to stand next to Beth. Y'all following me? Because if you ask me again, I may not remember, so y'all better catch it while I'm saying it. Hallelujah. We got a lot of people we want to pray for. Good morning, son. Good morning. How you doing? Amen. So, Beth, I'm going to give you a name that I need you to pray over this week. Karen Fox. I'll send you an email just between me and you so you'll be more in tune to what you're praying, who you're praying for. But I need you to, Karen Fox, okay? Hasa Ishal Nyango. What's the pregnant girl's name?
Lauren.
You're standing in for Lauren. You're going to be praying for Lauren, okay? Leslie, you doing all right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Kisi alamyo. Sarisa. Good morning, Zoe. It was Karen Fox. It was... Okay. Got it. Ryan, you stand next to Emerson. This is a salt issue. Ooh, and Lloyd's here too. Good. Ooh, and Greg's here too. Come on, Greg, you here, you might as well work. I didn't teach you for showing up for church. Amen. Lord, you come over here. I need the salt crew over here. First of all, I need a hug, Greg. Come on, walk right between the wires. Hallelujah. That's my brother.
Welcome home, son. Hallelujah.
You're a soldier in the army of the Lord. Malasi Oramin. Yuba Isi Odananos. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever continues to believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In spite of what you were going through, in the middle of what you were going through, you're still praying for other people. In the middle of what you're going through, you're still asking for Bibles and oil and to leave for other people. In the midst of what you're going through, you're still claiming and testifying the blood of Jesus. In the middle of what you're dealing with, you're still putting God first. That's a real soldier in the army of the Lord. That's a real soldier. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love and kindness, your righteousness, and your mercies. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you for his completed healing. We speak in advance the complete healing. We speak in advance for his complete healing. God, for you alone are worthy, and we thank you. We bless you because we love you. We thank you for sending our brother back home. We thank you for giving him the ability to be what you have called and created him to be. We thank you. Keep us according to your will, that we will be what you have called and created in us to be. Followers of the Most High God. Believers in Christ Jesus our Lord. We bless you, Lord. If there is anything in this atmosphere, in this temple that is not like you, remove it.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We agree with his complete healing. Let it be so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay, sensational. I'm going to need you back over here now. I see what he's doing. I'm going to need you over here. But I need you between Leslie and Beth. Amen. Ms. Shoma. Karen Fox.
Lauren.
The young lady. Now, I'm not putting these things on you. I'm giving you someone to pray for this week, okay? All right. The young lady for the previous prayer.
The pregnant one?
No. The one that
the homosexual?
Yes. The Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
I need you praying for Elizabeth because she thinks that this is what God wants for her life, but we know it's not. Okay? Of being not what God has called her to be. You're praying for Karen. Text me today and I'll email you tonight. Okay? You're praying for the pregnant lady. Her name is Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren.
Okay. Hold on. Don't you go anywhere. I got you. There's a young man named Kenneth. I know y'all know Kenneth. Hey, Jaqua. This young man named Kenneth that used to be a minister of the gospel in this house. I saw him the other day, and he came up to me, and he hugged me, and he embraced me. We talked for a minute. He know he's not where he needs to be, and he know that he needs to be where God has called him to be. So I need you to put Kenneth. Do you remember Kenneth? I need you to put Kenneth on your list to pray because he was a powerful, strong man of God, and the enemy snuck up on him and just eased him out. But prayer can change things. And the people that he is around. Because if he allows God to change him, then God can use him to change the others. Of the group of young men that were out there, he's the only one that came up to me and said, Pastor Bien. And I said, you're still my son. And we embrace. And so, Salt, I need you all to do this. Amen. Minister knows who he is. Minister knows who he is. They can bring you up to speed. Okay? Amen. My Lord, Tika Ma, Hoshavi Allah Utamia. You're standing in for all those that are dealing with COVID. This whole family, for the most part, are dealing with COVID. What's that family's name, Nikki?
We have Holly.
Holly.
Her four children.
Mm-hmm.
We have Keith and Tommy. And then we have Adele, Michael, and Anna.
So you're going to be praying for Holly's family, Holly's entire family, because they're dealing with COVID. Amen. La kusamisa, ala chomisa, isi chantanyosavia, la shong. I need Salt to connect hands, but I need the hands anointed. And then I need them to connect hands, but I need their hands anointed too. So you want to call your sister up to help you? Makisi, Jaqua, can you give Nikki a hand? Those are some serious boots, girl. I like that. That's something Asia would be wearing. Amen. That's serious. She's going to do something with them boots on. Amen. Amen. So, Jaqua, come around this way. Come around this way so you can help her. Amen. While we're waiting, you're gonna wash your hands, and then, oh, Pastor Dre, you can do the salt men. Wow.
No. We got it.
Y'all got it? Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We're gonna start by praying for those that are dealing with COVID. Okay? We wanna pray for their healing and their deliverance. We want to pray that God would enter into their atmosphere and their situation and heal and bless them in spite of. We want to pray that God will enter in and move on their behalf. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for the opportunity to give you praise
and to magnify you. We thank you for keeping us according to your will and your plan. We thank you for moving in this manner. We thank you for allowing us a platform to minister and preach the gospel and to pray to those that are in need of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to stand up and stand out for you in the name of Jesus. We're praying for those that are dealing with this COVID or whatever they're dealing with. We're praying, Lord, for their healing. We're praying for their deliverance. We're praying, Lord, that you would open opportunities for them, that you would give them the provisions that they need to make it through these times. We're praying in the name of Jesus that you would remove anything that is not like you in their that's in their atmosphere. That we pray, we rebuke the enemy and his plan. We rebuke everything that is not like you. We're praying healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance. Come on, I need somebody to help me. Healing and deliverance. Father, we're praying healing and deliverance. One more time. Healing and deliverance over all of the people, especially your people, that are dealing with these things. We don't know what's going on, but we know that you are in control of us. And we're praying for healing. We don't know what all the enemy's doing, but we know that you have got our backs. We're not focusing on the enemy, we're focusing on Christ. Because whatever the enemy's doing, you've already got a plan for that. We're focusing on our people, those that are in love with you, those that are in the body of Christ. We're praying for healing. We're praying for deliverance. We're praying for peace. We're praying for provisions. We're praying that you would forgive any sin and unrighteousness. We're praying that you would move on their behalf. We're praying that you give testimonies. We're praying that they'll continue to preach the gospel. We're praying that they will stay in connection with Christ. We're praying that they will stay on the cross.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we're praying. Father, we're praying for
Lauren.
We're praying for Lauren. Lauren, she's a pregnant.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord, for that you would touch her body. We're praying, Lord, that you give her peace, that you would bless the baby. We're praying, Lord, because you told us in Psalms, it is you that have made us and not we ourselves. So the child is your creation. We're praying that you would watch over them. Watch over the family. Watch over their health. Watch over their needs. Watch over their desires. Watch over their atmosphere. Let your perfect will be done in Lauren's life. Lauren.
Yes.
Kisarion. Leslie's going to be praying for Lauren the rest of this week. Woman of God, praying for another woman of God. In Jesus' name. Father, we've already prayed for COVID. That was.
It was Holly, but there was multiple families.
There's multiple families. Families. Okay, so you're gonna need to send her some information so she can direct her prayer. Asia, not Asia. Nikki's gonna send you information so you'll be praying for those people. Okay, amen. Malati Shor. I'm all wired up here. I need my hand, please. You got a big job. Amen. Hallelujah. God is worthy. I know why I'm sluggish. I'm hot.
Ooh. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm trying to figure out why am I moving so slow. I'm like, I'm hot. Come here, baby. Come here. In my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I have gone to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be with me also. You have the option to be with me. You have a chance, the opportunity. You have the offer to be with me. The Lord says, you are my child. Hallelujah. He says, I've heard your prayer and your supplication. In our vernacular, he said, I got you. Halashikama, ask me what you will, and it shall be done. Hallelujah.
La Cisa, hand me that towel, please. Thank you. He said, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. Because you are a child of God, you have the option to ask, to speak to God, and God hear you. The Lord showed me a long time ago, he says, when you pray, his people, when you pray, he said, you know, there's always angels guarding his people. Y'all know that, right? He said, but there are angels that will take your prayer and take them to the throne of God. That's what he told me years ago. So you think you're just praying into the air. Not so. He said, there are angels. God's got a lot of angels. He says, and the angels take your prayer. And that angel carries that prayer with urgency to the throne of God. That's how he knows every single prayer. And he knows, because the angel knows the heart in which the prayer is being asked. And so all that's documented, why you're doing it, what you're saying, what you meant, how it affects you, how it affects the kingdom. And then that angel takes that prayer to God's throne. So your prayers are not wasted. You're not just talking into the air. Somebody is listening. Amen. He showed me that. Isn't that awesome? So when God says ask, it's because he wants to know. You tell your child, what do you want for your birthday? I don't know. No, tell me what you want. You're asking because you're ready to do something for that kid, right? Yeah. And so I'm asking because I want to know. You ask your wife or your husband, what can I do to make you happy? Really? Yeah, what do you want? Anything. Just anywhere you want to go. Anything you want, just let me know. Why are they asking? Because they want to do it. God is asking you to ask him, those that belong to him. He's asking you to ask him, ask me what you want, because he knows your heart. You're not going to ask for something stupid, because the Holy Spirit is guiding your prayers. Y'all follow what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit is guiding your prayers, whispering, putting things in your heart, because some things God won't do unless you ask. So the Holy Spirit will urge you to ask God. Like mom would say, ask your daddy for this. I don't know, mom, go on, ask him. I talked to him. He's all right. Go on, ask him. Right. If you don't ask him, you ain't going to get it. Oh, go ahead. Okay. Sure. You ask, and bam, there it is. So the Holy Spirit urges you to ask God for certain things, because some things God wants you to ask him for so he can bless you. Amen?
Amen.
So when he says ask and it shall be given, that's not just a publicity slogan. He really meant it. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not Sharia. She's praying for
Karen
Fox. Give me your hand. For in my Father's house, Hallelujah. Maroshariano. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Karen. She's a faithful soldier. My God, she's a faithful soldier. Father, we're praying for her healing and her deliverance. You alone have the answer to her prayers. You alone know exactly what she needs. You alone can give her what she needs. Father, be good to Karen, for you are worthy. Your soldier, Beth, will be praying for Karen this week. We're praying for healing, revelation, miracle. Whatever you got, Lord, we're praying. Whatever is necessary, we're praying. Whatever delights you, Father, we're praying. That you will get the perfect praise, the perfect honor, and the perfect glory that you so richly deserve. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah! And she's praying for
Elizabeth,
anoint my hands.
For Lonnie.
Pastor Drea, you're standing in for Lonnie. Hallelujah. Farobasarium. You got me, Abigail? Amy Allah Shama. What's the name again?
Elizabeth.
Manosha. Oh, yes, Elizabeth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I am aware of the things that the world tells your people. I am aware
of the lies that the enemy spread concerning your word. But Father, we need you to speak to this young woman. Help her to understand that this is not the life you have chosen for her. But there is a whole nother life that you've chosen. There's a whole nother direction that you've chosen. Yes. And that the enemy will not steal her victory, will not steal her opportunity to live in eternity with you, will not be, will not stop her from saying yes to you.
Yes.
We're praying for that daughter, Lord. This young lady will be praying for her the rest of the week. Okay. We're praying for healing and deliverance of her heart, her mind, her understanding. She says she's a believer, Lord, then help her to understand what your will is. That she will truly live the life of a true believer.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen. Yes. Pastor Dre, I'll be right over. Shut up, men, come together. La lomia saro. God said, let there be, and there was. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come unto the Father but by me. Wait a minute, I thought you said God said that. I did. But Jesus said that. Yes, I know. When you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Yeah. So when I'm speaking about God, I'm speaking about the Son. I'm speaking about the Holy Spirit. There are Trinity.
Thank you, Lord.
The Elohim.
Thank you.
La Utaresanus. Ikishomaraian. He said, my word is true. God. He said, my word is true. You can't add to God's word because it was complete when he spoke it.
Thank you.
Amen?
Amen.
You don't have the right to take away from God. You don't have the ability to take away. You don't have the know-how to take away from God's word because God finished it. It's done. You don't have access to take away from God's word. So what you do is defile the word of God when it comes out of your mouth. But when it came out of God's mouth, it was and still is perfect. So when you speak what God said, you speak wholeness and truth. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Father, these soldiers are praying for other soldiers. Fallen and wounded soldiers, they're praying. Let your word go forth. Let the world cry out for these soldiers that are falling in battle. That they will lift up other soldiers. That they will stand. That they will stand. That they will stand and be who you have called and created them to be while there's still time.
Yes.
Let your perfection be made known. Forgive their sins. Forgive their unrighteousness. Forgive their backslidden state. Forgive their defiled minds. Bring them back to the cross. Bring them back to the gospel. Bring them back home to the kingdom. La roshamikados. Let your perfect will be done, and it shall be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tuba isio. Do I have some more prayers? Oh. Lonnie, my Lord Shelby, don't give me the skunk eye. I'm moving as fast as I can. Amen. I need to dip my hands, Pastor, in the water again. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. And I need my towel. That's called my boogie towel. Amen. Well, I'm going to use one piece of it. Amen. I tried to use the clean side. That's your Pastor Drea harassing me. Amen. Amen. Pastor, can I get you to stand right here? That way, amen. I'm sorry, you're going to have to go around. Amen. I keep going away from the camera and I can't to keep seeing the back of my head. Thank God the knot's gone. Amen. Amen. Don't be scared. Come on up here. Amen. Nikki, can you put your hands on my shoulders? Yes, mi shoulder. Brother Lloyd and Greg and Ryan and
I almost called him Milton. Emerson. God is so pleased with salt.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
He is so pleased with salt.
Thank you, Jesus.
He Hallelujah. Said it has not even really begun to grow.
Yes.
It's already around the world. He said it hasn't even really begun to grow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you.
Make this to do.
Thank you.
Emerson, God says you are a part of this.
Yes, yes. Yes.
God said you are a part of this.
Thank you, Jesus.
He sent you to be a part
yes.
of this.
Yes.
He said you are a part
Thank
of this.
Thank you, Lord.
You are just as much a part of it yes. as they are.
Thank you, Jesus. Speak, Lord.
He Hallelujah. Said you don't take a back seat. You're in the front with the rest.
Yes.
There's no back seat. You're front row center. He said you're no less important to me
Thank
than
you.
They are.
Yes.
And you need to know that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Halasha. Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
For God is worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Nikki, what's the lady's name?
Lonnie.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for Lonnie. And I'm sorry for squeezing your hand so tight, Pastor. I'm so sorry. I can't help it. Amen. Father, you are worthy of all praises and all righteousness. You are the only good. There's only one good. When God says good, he speaks of perfection. Every decision is excellent. Every move is perfect. Every thought is brilliantly correct. That's when God calls good, that's what he means. God is the only one that's good because every thought he has is perfect. Every choice he makes is brilliant. Everything he says and does is right on point. He is the only one with that testimony.
Yes.
And that makes God good.
Yes.
Amen, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And that makes God good.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is good.
Yes.
Sharoma. Father, we're praying for our daughter. Malnisho Olimia, Pastor Drill, will be praying for her this week.
Yes.
We're praying for healing and deliverance. We're praying for her family, the multiple families.
Thank you.
Praying for their comfort, praying for their joy, because the joy of the Lord is their strength.
Yes.
We're praying for Hallelujah. Healing. We're Thank praying you. For provisions. We're praying for all the things that there are in need of. We're praying.
Thank you, Jesus.
About Lachisi, every family in need. Yes, Shon.
Thank you,
the Lord. We're praying in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know the Lord is doing something because I can feel the strength moving right on. Good morning, Jillian.
Good morning.
I don't know why I remember your name all the time, no matter what. That is an anomaly. That does not happen. That does not happen. Y'all got some witnesses in here. That don't happen. And I always remember your name. That's just crazy. What's up with you? Oh my goodness, look at her. Oh my God. And you look good. Hallelujah. Welcome home, baby. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, our daughter is in house. We're praying, Lord, that you will keep her focused on the cross. If there's anything in her life that is not like you, remove it.
Yes.
So that she will be give you perfect praise.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord, for her provisions.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord, for her complete healing. We're praying for her ministry.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord. Yes. She belongs to us. You gave her to us. And we are not giving her back. Hey! We are not giving her back. You gave her to us, so she's ours. Touch her.
Yeah.
Bless her.
Yeah.
Hear her. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. What you got, Pastor? You said you got something for me. I'm sorry. My bad. Amen.
Yes, our last prayer is from Linda. She's asking for prayer over her husband.
Is this different, Linda?
No.
Oh, the same Linda?
Yes.
Okay.
Her husband, who was set to receive a third injection. She's asking, she said he's running from the Lord. He has a poor self-image.
His name is Dennis, and growing up, they called him Dennis.
I remember this prayer.
Yes.
I remember this.
He was baptized at the age of 14, but now is an agnostic. And so she is praying that he will realize how much
yes.
God loves him.
I know what agnostic is, but I don't remember exactly. Does anyone know, can give me a clear definition of agnostic? I know they believe that there is a God.
Yes.
A God.
But he is not personally involved in the lives of.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan. Yeah, we're going to pray that demon off of him. God is intricately. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Yes. God is. Girl, I hooked that up. God is all in tune with his people. You hear me? God is concerned about every breath you take. God is concerned about the way you eat, the way you drink, the way you talk, the way you think, what you watch on TV, if you watch TV, where you go. God is concerned about his people. There is nothing about you that God is not concerned about.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
What's his name again?
Dennis.
Dennis, I don't know if you're going to ever hear me or not, but I'm going to say it anyway. Dennis, God is so much greater than you give him credit for. And the fact that you're running from God means you must know there is a God. Because you don't run from something you are unaware of. Amen? And you must know that this God must have some authority or you wouldn't be running. You'd be standing there like, oh, who are you talking to? I'm there. But you know there's something about this God I can't be messing with. So I'm out. So all that agnostic baloney that you said, I don't believe it. Because you know what you're running from. Okay? Amen?
Amen.
That was good, wasn't it? I wish I could repeat that. Amen. So listen here. I'm rewinding. I go home and listen to it again. So listen. All that stuff about you running away from God, you agnostics and all that. You can be all that now until God catch up with you. You know, when 9/11 hit, before 9/11, we could hardly get anybody in the church.
Right.
Before 9/11, it was just a handful of people, you know, no COVID, no nothing. This just wouldn't come. 9/11 hit, you almost needed a reservation for about 2 or 3 months to get in the church.
Yeah.
We had people lined up around the wall. See, you agnostic until something happened. You understand what I mean? You don't believe there's a God until something goes wrong.
Yeah.
You don't need God until the right situation pops up. Then you're like, oh, Lord, why you let this happen to me? Oh, no, I don't exist. Remember?
Right.
Lord, how come? Lord, where's your God now? Same place he's been. You're missing in action, not him.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Amen. So I believe that my Lord is going to catch up with my brother. I believe that. I'm praying for that. I'm praying that the Lord will catch up and make you take back all that madness you said about him and embrace the Lord in spirit and in truth and love him like you've never loved him before. Because once you are in God and you try to run away from God and God catches up with you and you decide you're going to come back to God, it seems to me you love him a little bit tighter. Love him just a little bit harder. Because I don't want to get back out there. I know what's out there. I don't want to go back out there.
Forgiven
Amen?
Much love much.
Huh?
Forgiven much, love much.
Oh, my God. If you've been through some stuff, you are thanking God for, you got something to thank God for. Those people that I've been saved my whole life. I don't have anything special to thank God for. See, I don't want you on my team. Because I can't depend on you because you don't know how good, you don't trust God. You haven't been through enough. You don't know enough. And you say something stupid and get us all shot. I want somebody that crackhead been delivered, drug addict, prostitute, pimp been delivered, thief been delivered, giving their life to Christ. Just, I want somebody that's been down there under the ground and came back up because they're strong. That's somebody that know who God is. And you can't just tell them any old thing and they're going to suck it up. Because they're like, no. What did the young man that said that was in witchcraft for all those years and then they told him speaking in tongues was the devil talk? He said, no, I used to be with Satan.
Right.
He said, that's God. I know what Satan sounds like. That ain't Satan. Mm-hmm. See, that's somebody I can deal. That's somebody I can get with. Because you can't. Okay, we'll use that one. You can't fool them. You can't fool them. No, yours was way better than mine. You can't fool. Yell on! You can't fool them. That's somebody. And this brother here, when the Lord catch up with him, that's somebody we can use.
Yeah.
Because they're going to know for sure God is real. And all that agnostic baloney.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Is this our last prayer?
On camera. Yeah.
Okay, on camera. Say, yeah, no. I said, what's his name again?
Dennis.
And what's the wife's name?
Linda.
Linda, we're praying for Dennis. We're praying for you. We're praying, Linda, that you will continue to pray for Dennis. And we're going to pray for Dennis. Salt Dennis. See, she, no. We're going to give his name to our men's ministry so that they can pray for Dennis too. We're praying that the Lord will push him to the cross. We're praying that the Lord will put him in a position where he will want God more than anything else. We're praying that he will love God like you love God. I believe that he is not too far out. I believe that God can snatch him up and make him into something that the world would never believe. I believe that. You're looking at an example of somebody the world thought wouldn't go be any good. He's standing in front of you. And if God can fix me, God can fix him. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, this is our last online prayer. As we're praying for our brother, we're praying, Lord, that you would wake him up while there's still time. We're praying that he does not have to live through the tribulation. We're praying, Lord, that you will catch up with him before it catches up with him. We're praying, Lord, that you will show him what the enemy has tried to do to him and that you will flip the script and make him one of the strongest believers on the planet. Father, I believe you can do it because I've seen it done. Forgive him of any sin and unrighteousness. Protect him and his family. Move on his behalf and let your perfect will be done. And Father, give him that testimony that will blow the minds of anyone who listens.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all so much for being with us. Thank God we're back on our regular channel. We're not going to use our secondary channel. Is that right?
You can still see Sunday school on the secondary.
Right. You can still see a Sunday school lessons on the secondary channel, but we're back on the primary and with Facebook and Instagram and Vimeo. Not a whole lot of backups anymore, except for those places that don't do live. So we thank you. Keep praying for us, please. Keep lifting us up before God, please. Warhammer, we're still praying with you and for you. Karen Fox, I got you. We're praying all of those. We're praying and our global prayer warriors that pull prayers. The Lord leads you to pull prayers from this service to pray for over the week. Thank you. Continue to pray. The job, we're almost done. It's almost time to close shop. It's almost time to go home. It's almost, don't stop now. Don't stop now. If anything, amp it up. But whatever you do, don't stop. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Pastor Sandy will be here in a little bit. Is he here yet? I'm sorry. Pastor Sandy will be here on Gossamer's wings. He'll be here. And then there you go. Amen. See you in a few. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Oh, there it is.